spoke about their work and research here at SFU, but also beyond. And you know, when we think about these topics or these big sort of high level ways of the world is the way that I'm going to describe it, because we're so you know, integrated into a lot of this technology, and yet the way that the algorithms work and the ways that we see ourselves through this medium isn't always from a feminist perspective, let alone that intersectional feminist perspective. If you know, you're seeing yourself in a positionality of more than just a woman, right? So to kind of dissect these different ideas and get into them in ways that, you know, might expand our minds and really broaden how we see and look at things. This is community radio. This is what we strive to do here on Intravenous, as well as on other programs. But I can certainly speak as, you know, someone who coordinates the content for Intravenous, that this is something that we really try to bring together in as many ways as we possibly can. And I know I'm trying to convince you that what we do is important, but I think that, you know, if you really tune in to the station and you really tune in to the material on this program as a regular listener, I don't need to convince you of the quality and the breadth of education that you get, or the information that's provided. And even from the young women who are contributing to the program with not a lot of experience in radio, and you know, they're coming to it with their perspectives, which are also important to hear and listen to. And so I urge you to support the station and our operations. Again, this is our annual funding drive campaign, where we are looking to raise $10,000 in community support by the end of the week, Sunday. I'm not sure what our goal is. $10,000, but I think we're hovering somewhere around the $2,000 mark, which is super fantastic. And you know, there's been a lot of listeners to step up and contribute to that total so far, but we've got a long way to go to reach $10,000, and every dollar counts. I know that, you know, you may be thinking, well, someone else will call, or someone else will go online and make a pledge. But it really is the model of community radio, where we each pitch in for an hour and contribute our content, which makes up our programming schedule. And likewise, you know, if we quilt together $35, $50, $70, $120, $90.10 to match our frequency, the totals really, really ramp up. and we come together as a community and really build that strength and that net of financial support that we're looking to raise this week. So again, how you can do that is online securely at cjsf.ca/donate. And while we are here in the station during office hours, you can call and talk to a human person, 778-782-3727, 778-782-3727, or online cjsf.ca/donate. I would love to see another $100 come in for this program. I know that $100 came in from Britta. Thank you so much. That's really special and fantastic, and shows the value there in terms of, you know, how that divvies up over a day or over time, right? If you calculate $100 over 52 weeks a year, it's pennies on the dollar. It really is pennies on the dollar. And we do have a payment plan, which allows you to give more and stretch it out over time, which I know for me, that's in terms of, you know, making donations and feeling like it's not one big lump sum. I can actually give quite a lot a year to organizations that I believe in, like CJSF, where I'm on the payment plan. So ask about that, check that out, and do that while we're having to listen to this next song. We're going to hear from a band called Ghost Love. This is a track called Iconic. Just because I think that we're a little iconic in the community, being here for 20 years, doing awesome things on the dial, and bringing you content that you won't hear anywhere else. And if that doesn't give you a reason to support us, I don't know what the heck does. We'd be living in a really black and white and colorless world otherwise. So, get your colored money out and throw some at us. And welcome back to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Robin. I am hosting this episode of the show today. And today's episode is our fundraising campaign show. This is Fund Drive. It's 1 week in the year that we take to raise money from listeners like you, listeners in our community. And what your support does, your financial support, it goes directly into our operating budget to help us do more things and accomplish more stuff and provide better service to you as the listener through providing more resources to the people who come and make radio with us, who are also community members just like you. It's sort of a bit of a circle of love around here. You know, what comes in goes back out, and it's this directly reciprocal relationship, really. We can't do what we do without community support on all fronts. Students on campus here support us through a student levy, and that's fantastic. And then listeners like you support us through our fundraising campaign Fund Drive and augment that piece of our operating budget to just allow us to do a little bit more where it counts. So this past year, you know, we've been able to continue to, you know, set up and modify our studios downtown at 312, which is our satellite studio. We've also managed to get a smartphone radio app where you can take us with you in your pocket on your phone. And if you haven't downloaded that app, you can go to either the Google Store or the Apple Store and download that for your Android or your Apple phone. And it's a fantastic little perk, really, where you can listen to all of your favorite programming, set timers for alerting you when your favorite programming is on. It also links to our archives so you can access those. It's really a fantastic app. We've been talking a little bit. Let me give you the website and the phone number to donate before I jump too far ahead. The website, cjsf.ca/donate, and 778-782-3727 is the number you can call during our office hours, 10 to 5. Oh my goodness. I've been talking about the programming that Intravenous specifically has delivered over this past year, give or take a few months, of course, but you know, and how remarkable the breadth of programming has been by the breadth of participation that we've had going into it. And, you know, just looking at the list, we've talked a little bit about the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We've talked about, you know, how Pranjali specifically really delves in and brings a lot of her research interests, which is, you know, technology and where that intersects with gender, and in all of the different sort of realms of what that looks like. And we've also covered some pretty big news events. The BC government earlier in the year decided that free birth control, for instance, was going to become a reality, and so we did a story on that. We talked to one of the women who has been really working that angle for a very long time. And what it means to, you know, have that as a win in our community. And so that was huge. And we also did a piece on housing and talked to the Pan-Canadian Women's Group for Housing Security or something. Can't exactly remember the exact name of the organization, but the spokesperson for that organization, and some of the detailed studies that have come out where it shows the precarity of housing for women and where those intersections again, you know, looking at different barriers and different positionalities and how those intersect and affect women differently and more precariously in some instances. To, you know, not provide us with the kinds of security that we need, and you know, here in Vancouver, overpriced rent is just one of the things, and so the content, again, just to reiterate, I think, you know, one of the things that makes not only the radio station and, you know, being a platform for these voices and these stories, but one of the things that makes this show special and interesting is that we do get to cover and engage with those topics that we feel are important and we feel excited and passionate about, and to bring you or to really delve more deeply into. And so it becomes a real learning across the board, you know? I feel like I'm learning alongside you, in some cases, or, you know, maybe I'm learning and you already know this stuff, which is fantastic, and I'm way behind the eight ball. And that's good too. But it's really a place where we can, you know, come together and grow our knowledge, because we are together in dialogue, having a conversation about things that are not, you know, once again, not heard in the ways that we need them to be heard about in mainstream radio. We are going to just take another song break here as the hour is pushing on, and really want to hear the internet ring. It doesn't quite have the same sound as want to hear the phone ring, but I do want to hear the phone ring. Want to know that you're out there supporting our endeavors, supporting our efforts to raise $10,000 in community love for the station this week. You can do it by going to cjsf.ca/donate or calling in 778-782-3727 and tell them Intravenous sent you. Again, $35 is where your donations really start to make a difference, and the sky's the limit. You can determine what that means to you. Maybe you want to make a pledge with a friend, and you can kind of double your impact. Two $90 pledges is $180. That would be fantastic for us. We could really do a lot with that. So again, cjsf.ca/donate, 778-782-3727. And I'll be back just briefly after the song to give us a little bit more incentive before Democracy Now! Is on.
Never could get too many words in with you around. With you gone, I can't believe the silence of this house. As I look through all these things that I can't ask you about, I'm not afraid to die.
Cassie Noble and a track called Speechless here on Intravenous. Just coming to the last couple of minutes here on today's Fund Drive program for this show. Of course, Fund Drive continues all week until Sunday at midnight. We each, as hosts, get an opportunity to speak directly to our listeners and try to convince you that supporting the station, not only listening to the station, is one of the best decisions that you can make for the day. Hopefully I've done my part, and you can listen to Democracy Now! And all of the good, solid, heartbreaking information that Amy Goodman and her team brings you each and every week here. And if you know, supporting Intravenous wasn't in the budget, then perhaps supporting Democracy Now! And our opportunity to bring you that program daily will sort of make the decision for you. Thanks so much for listening. Do stay tuned. Democracy Now!, of course, coming up next, and then Todd will be here with the Blurred Crusade, followed by Mike and Michelle's up this afternoon. Lots of great opportunities to donate if you haven't been able to now. Once again, cjsf.ca/donate is your ticket to supporting us. Thanks so much. So long.